And you mentioned the dairy. What exactly was the dairy?
Well, the dairy was simply where the cows were driven into the stalls and milked. Mm-hmm. And then turned out, then the milk was brought to the house. And that was, it was just one section of the barn called the dairy.
Mm-hmm. And say you milked your cow. Go ahead. We're talking about dairy. Does that word dairy mean any other thing to you? Is there anything else dairy means?
No, you mean...
Does it refer to anything else besides just the place in the barn where the cows were milked?
No, except today's Dairy Queen.
Mm-hmm.
But naturally, I think of milk and a dairy.
Mm-hmm. Where did you store your potatoes in the winter? What do people use? How do they store
them? They have a potato house that they store the potatoes in.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet potatoes and Irish potatoes.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear anybody call that a dairy?
No.
Not usually.
No.
Let's see. Did you ever have a special building on the farm just for grain? Did you know anybody who had that?
Yes. We did have one corn crib. Now, I have heard some people in this neighborhood who had milk cows, they referred to, they had the cow barn,
mm-hmm.
which I suppose was for the cows alone.
Mm-hmm.
But the corn crib was where you kept, you stored the corn. And of course, we stacked our hay in haystacks.
Mm-hmm. And, how were they made? Can you tell me how big they are and how they were made and so forth?
You mean the haystacks?
Mm-hmm.
Well, a pole was put up, and I suppose at the when the hay was dried and stacked, the haystack would be maybe 12 or 15 feet high, and then as the year went on, it sagged down and got smaller and smaller.
Did you stack loose hay there?
Loose hay. Now, then they would bale the hay when it was dried, and the hay baler went through and baled it, and then it was stored in bales in the hayloft of the barn.
Did you ever put it in anything smaller than a haystack, maybe out in the field? Did you?
No, when I was growing up, they didn't. They'd simply baled it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How much hay was in the bale, do you know?
I'm not sure. The bale must have been at least 3 feet long and 12 inches thick.
Pretty good size.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, did you ever see a covered haystack?
Yes, some farmers.
What'd they call that?
I don't know the name of it, but they would put a tarpaulin over a canvas sheet over it to protect the hay. Today, of course, they roll it and process it in different ways.
They didn't really have a special name for it.
Not that I knew of.
And when you first cut the hay, what did you do with it?
Well, of course, we had a mowing machine that cut the hay, and it was... it threw the hay into windrows, and then the wagon came along. Now, this is when I was growing up. Mm-hmm. The Negroes, with pitchforks, gathered the hay up and threw it into the wagon, or put it into the haystacks.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned cow barn. Do people have a name for a special place where horses are kept?
Stalls? You mean the stalls that they were kept in?
And the stalls would be in a what? Did you just call it a big building, a barn?
Just a barn, we did. And there was the horse lot.
Mm-hmm. And
the pig pens.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned pig pens. Ever hear anybody call that something different?
Well, No, not around here. There were pig's thighs, but they called it the pig pen.
The pig pen, was that an open or closed?
It was open.
Did it have a top on?
No, it was an open lot, fenced in, and that was where you kept the hogs.
And was there any place you ever milked cows besides in the barn?
Well, I suppose some people milk them out in the open in the cow lot, but we always, they were brought into the, and put in stalls to be milked.
Where was the lot located? Just right outside the barn?
Right outside the barn, yes.
Fenced in kind of?
Yes, on the left side was the cow pen, and at the rear was the horse lot, but attached, you know, facing to the barn.